This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Where do I begin? Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, let me say this to you folks. Congratulations. You want to know why? Because the Democrats wanted to flip the House and the Senate, and they needed to win key governorships, and they didn't do it all. They only won the House. And you're going, Kevin, you told us that we would win the House. Yeah, I did. And let me tell you what. If it weren't for the Democrats' cheating machine, our mandate is clear. I want you to look at these races that we needed to win and we won. The Senate is a good barometer of it. It's a good barometer. And if you don't believe me, go back and look at what happened to Barack Obama in 2010. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. You're not going to get any belly aching out of me. I'll tell you what, I was at a watch party. There was no crying. We didn't look at the TV screen and go, We weren't sitting around going, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. We were optimistic until the very end, which, by the way, Fox News calling the House is going to go to the Democrats very early. You know, hey, they were right. But I'll tell you this, doesn't help. Doesn't help. In Texas, look at the places where voter fraud on camera. Don't take my word for it because you're going, oh, Kevin, you're just trying to say that you didn't predict the right. No, I don't care one way or the other. I believe in my heart of hearts, this nation has moved back in the direction that it should be. And here's if you wanted to take this as a cautionary tale, let me tell you what we would be thinking about. We would be thinking about the idea that Donald Trump could have such a rock star 2 years, and we still end up with these razor-thin margins of victory around the country. That's what should scare you. Again, welcome everybody. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Democrats can celebrate. You want to give the gavel back to Nancy Pelosi? Do it. Do it. You know what happened last time? We took it back. You watch the infighting that you see with the Democrats. Look, there's so many directions we can go here, and I'm going to go a few of them. I'm not going to talk about this race the entire time because we got a lot of other things that I do want to cover. But here's what I will tell you. Give the gavel back to Nancy Pelosi, because what I do know is this. Here are my beliefs. My beliefs are in a God, a higher power that understands more than we understand. You know, God could have said, I'm not going to let Kevin look bad. You know, but don't worry about me, Lord. I don't know what the plan is, but here's what I'll tell you. Whatever it is, it will work out. It'll be God's will. The same way we got Barack Obama at the time that we thought to ourselves, what's going on? We kept the Senate. That's a big deal. And I'm not talking about we barely kept it. The Democrats, if my count is right, up at the end of the night, and I think there's still some up in the air, the Democrats were 43. They're counting two independents over there. Republicans were a solid 51, and I believe will be more. And to me, that's a bigger barometer of what's happening in the country than the House. And we got to figure out how that messaging and eliminate this cheating. I'm telling you, we got to eliminate this cheating. The reason why there would be any reason to worry about what's going on in this country from a House perspective is the gerrymandering. If they cut these congressional districts in such a way that you can't finger in a big Democratic, for example, if you just cut a city or whatever number of congressional districts in a state and you just made it boop, boop, blocks, what you'll find is the Democrats would never win because their block would be a big block in the city. That would be a number of their congressional, the congressional people. Once you get out into the country, we go completely red. And they know that. So they finger in a bunch of Democrat voters. They put the college kids, the blacks, the Hispanics, and the feminists, and they put them all together and they go, hey, here's how we're going to win. But if they just did it by the book, they'd never win. They'd never win. And let me tell you, if there was a time when a Democrat never should have won, and this is the only thing that we should take as a cautionary tale, as I said earlier, this is the time that we should be saying to ourselves, this is an easy win. I watched the race between Gillum and DeSantis, and I just scratched my head. Gillum, he has people under investigation. He ran Tallahassee, Florida, into the ground. And this guy was a razor-thin margin from getting the governorship of Florida. It's amazing. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. We can analyze this thing, and we will do a little bit of it, because it deserves some analysis. But I'm here to tell you, I'm excited. I'm happy. Because let me tell you, the House is, even though the House is going to go back to whomever they decide to give it to, is the leader, the rest of this is still intact. Now, would it be good for us to win the House and keep these and figure out these investigations? Sure, but here's what you can count on. And I thought about this synopsis as I was, you know, because you got to look at every possibility. I had to look at, okay, what if we lose the House and the Senate? That would be bad. What if you lost a bunch of governorships? All three of those things, that would be bad. That would make Donald Trump's agenda tough to do. If you keep the Senate, it makes it a lot easier. If you kept the House and lost the Senate and so on and so forth. You know what I'm saying? So you got to look at all those different things. In terms of a scenario, for Donald Trump to maintain the governorships, to win the big governorships, I got to go look at AGs, attorney generals, because I'm not sure how certain people did. So we'll be analyzing some of that over the remainder of the next few weeks, honestly, figuring out what the process will be. But if there was a scenario that you wanted to settle for where you keep a bunch of governorships and the Senate and you lose the House, no problem, because there's lots of things still looming. Mueller's report is still looming. Donald Trump's been exonerated. Everybody around him has been exonerated. Look into Kavanaugh all you want. What the Democrats are going to do is they're going to do what Democrats do. They're going to resist, and they're going to end up in big trouble. What I tell you guys, that I believe God is in control. I think God says, let them have it. Give them enough rope, and they will do what Democrats do. So we'll look at a few of these races. I'm optimistic. I don't feel bad at all. There's no crying pictures of us that they're going to post. And Democrats, you know what? Throw them a bone every now and then, because, you know, even a cadaver dog needs to find a live body once in a while. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Tomorrow will be a new day in America, declared House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, who's now online to become the next speaker. And I know that burns you, that chaps your behind, that Nancy Pelosi could get the gavel back. But don't let it. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Here's what this article says. This is AP. It could have been a much bigger night for Democrats who suffered stinging losses in Ohio and Florida, where Trump-backed Republican Ron DeSantis ended Democrat Andrew Gollum's bid to become the state's first black governor. They said African-American. I don't say that. GOP successes were fueled by a coalition that's decidedly older, whiter, more male, and less likely to have college degrees. They want you to feel like, what demographic could you possibly hate more in America? An old, white male who's dumb, right? That's what they want you to understand. Democrats relied upon, get this, women, people of color, young people, and college graduates. Great. Let these states go ahead. Pick your poison. Pick your poison. There's a reason why the mandate occurred that led up to Donald Trump. Here's what I'm going to tell you, folks. You got to have a little bit of salt with that sugar, or else the sugar is just too sweet. Oh, my goodness. I'm not. There is no belly aching crying. You won't hear it here, not on the Kevin Jackson Show. I don't think I'm hearing it with you. I think you get it. I think you understood that there was a possibility that these clowns could win, but not because of merit. You know, I love how the Democrats relied upon women, people of color, young people, college graduates, and Guatemalan midgets. They want you to believe they're the party of diversity. They're the party of this record diversity on the ballot, they say, may have helped turnout. No, let me tell you what helped turnout. Cheating, illegal voting, dead people voting, and a host of other things. Electioneering, gerrymandering. That's the only way Democrats can win. And until we start shaming them and they're saying, no, we're going to look at these districts. They're winning in the courts. They've targeted attorneys generals. That's what Eric Holder's doing. Now, what's going to happen? Where do we begin? Well, we'll get to that here in a little bit. Women won at least 85 seats in the House, a record. The House was also getting its first two Muslim women. Massachusetts elected its first black congresswoman. Tennessee got its first female senator. Wow, congratulations. Here's, you know, things that bug me about our country now. This is the first. Okay, great. How about we just get the best people in place? But you know what? I digress. The road to a House majority ran through 24 suburban districts Hillary Clinton won in 2016. Listen to this part, because I want you to understand you have nothing to fear when you think about what they were able to do. Democrats flipped seats in suburban districts outside of Washington, Philadelphia, Miami, Chicago, and Denver. They also reclaimed a handful of blue-collar districts carried by both former President Obama and Trump. Here's what I can tell you, what's interesting about that comment. If you go to any of those districts, you're going to find that the Democrats really put a full-court press. All the things that, you know, that we fear in election cycles where they rerouted all these illegals and all the things that they could possibly flip a suburban district that watched 2 years of competency. All those things are where you can go find that there in those blue collar districts out that they're mentioning here. Well, before I was thinking about this in the first segment. Ted Cruz, he beat Beto O'Rourke by less than a 3% margin. That in Texas is sacrilegious. It's sacrilegious. They spent $80 million on this unknown guy, Beto O'Rourke, who is groomed. They're grooming this guy to do more. That is amazing to me. This guy is a criminal who was raised by criminals, and the Democrats are making him into something huge. He lost, and they've already got this new thing going. These are the things you have to be afraid of in this country, folks. Until you learn to speak up and say, I'm not taking this. This is what we're going to get. Ocasio-Cortez. This woman is a nutcase. There's no other way to describe her. We have a clip of her, I think, describing how she's going to pay for stuff, don't we?
So I have 10 big ideas. There you are. I have my list.
Okay.
So can we go by one by one?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Okay, so number 10.
Mm-hmm. Countdown.
Medicare for all. Mm-hmm. Is it too expensive?
No. People often say, how are you going to pay for it? And I find the question so puzzling because how do you pay for something that's more affordable? How do you pay for cheaper rent? How do you pay for it? You just pay for it. We're paying more now. So it's not that we're saying this whole system is free. It's saying it is free of cost at the point of service. So that means that you're not delaying going to the dentist. You're not because you don't have the cash at the point of service.
Number 9, tuition-free public universities for all. Mm-hmm. Who pays for that?
So we already pay for tuition-free K-12. And in the same way that we made a decision as a country to say we need to educate people to a 12th grade level, our economy has evolved, and that means we need to make the decision to educate people to a trade school or collegiate level.
So we can afford that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
This is maniacal. Welcome back. Wow. Yeah. You know, it's money. We're going to figure it out. We've got the money. You know where they got the money? They got the money from you. It's your money. It's your money. So you got to be asking yourself, I mean, I'm asking myself this. What does it take? What does it take to stem the tide of this socialist attitude by these crazy folks? What does it take? And I'm going to give you the answer. What it takes is for you to stand up. It takes for you to stop letting them speak their mind. So who was it? I was talking to somebody that said to me, yeah, just the other day, somebody was giving me their opinion. And for the first time, I stood my ground. It was an older lady. I know that. And I think it was at a party at some friend of mine's house. And I was like, good for you. Good for you. But you could tell she was hesitant to stand her ground, you know, to say something about it. Women, I got one back. I'm going to go back to this. Record diversity. Women won 85 seats in the House. First two Muslim women. Massachusetts first elected black congresswoman. Tennessee first female senator. As if we should be impressed by any of this stuff. What? Women are not capable? Hillary Clinton, as I said, they flipped these seats. They said the results were different in a Trump country. In Kansas, Democrats, Cherise Davids beat a GOP incumbent to become the first gay Native American woman elected to the House. In Kentucky, one of the top two Democrat recruits, retired Marine fighter pilot Amy McGrath, lost her bid to oust third-term rep Andy Barr. Democrats were slick. I told you guys what they did. They targeted women, minorities who were veterans and things like that. That's who they went after. They targeted young people that had appeal. I'm talking about that had decent looks. It wasn't about substance. It was about style. And they got a few wins. But I promise you this. They will not win in the end.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Drag and swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Democrat John Tester is projected to defeat Republican challenger Matt Rosendale, with 91% of precincts reporting Tester leads Rosendale 49% to 48.1%. Today at the White House, President Trump held a press conference where he talked about the border wall.
The money to build the wall, the whole wall, not pieces of it all over. And we are doing it. Now we have the military. Now we have other elements of a wall that are pretty nasty, to be honest with you, but it's nevertheless, it's pretty hard to get through it.
The president also had an interesting exchange with CNN's Jim Acosta.
If I may ask one other question, Mr. President, if I may ask one other question, are you worried?
That's enough.
The Senate race in Florida is not over, as Senator Bill Nelson's campaign announced that they would be seeking a recount against Governor Rick Scott. Scott leads that race by just over 34,000 votes. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What do you think of the job that national Democrats are doing in Washington, say, on the Kavanaugh confirmation fight? That really changed the dynamics of your race. Do you think that that was handled appropriately by Senate Democratic leaders?
No. One of the things I feel very strongly in a race here in Tennessee is the national Democratic brand, if you will, which is the sum of the kinds of things that people do and the issues they talk about, is a huge problem for me. I didn't think the Kavanaugh thing was handled properly. I'm a believer in the notion that the role of the Senate is to respect the fact that a president has the right to appoint Supreme Court justices and ones that who agree with his philosophy and their political philosophy, and the role of the Senate is to make sure that their competence and ability to perform is there. We've drifted away from that. I mean, you know, not that long ago, Ginsburg could get 95 plus votes, and a Scalia could get 95 plus votes, and that to me is very much the way we ought to be acting. I thought the immediately coming out against anybody that Trump put up was a mistake in terms of broadening the base of the party and attracting people in. I thought the way in which the information about Dr. Ford was delayed to the end did not read well at all in a lot of the country. And I wish they'd handled it differently. I think it hurt the brand.
It would have been nice to keep the House and rub their smug noses in the fact that Donald Trump is the best president this country's ever seen. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. But you know what? We didn't. Get over it. That's the end of it. Donald Trump was asked, what's going to happen, you know, if this and that? He goes, I'll deal with it. That's what leaders do. Thanks for listening, folks. Thanks for being a part of what I do each and every day for 5 days a week, 3 hours a day. Get up and make these analysis. And I'll tell you this. I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong about this country. I'm not wrong about the direction. I'm not wrong about the polling. I'm not wrong about the manipulation of the narrative and all the other things. And neither are you. Do not question yourself for 1 second. That was Bredesen in Tennessee. And you know, and here's the thing that he said that was key. The Democrat brand. I'll ask you this question. Do you think the Democrat brand is better today? Yeah, we lost. Do you think the Democrats' brand is better? There are people going, wow, it's refreshing now to be a Democrat. I now feel proud to be a Democrat. Let me tell you what the Democrats are. They are the party of the hatred of men. They are the party of using black people. They are the party of using Latinos. They are the party of obstructing the guy who's trying to make America great again and put America first. They are the party who ran massive debts. Their ideology, I don't care whether it had an R or a D behind it previously, it was the party that adopted leftism and it ran debts up to untenable levels. It is the party of lying, cheating, stealing, beating people up with Antifa and so on and so forth. It is a party that hates police. It hates the military. It, as I mentioned, it hates men, particularly white men. It hates people that do trades and don't get their education through college. It hates everything about America. That is what the party is. Ask any Democrat, what's your party identify as? What is the brand? Now, here's the bad news for us. The Republicans haven't improved the brand. Oh, we have an amazing brand, and we've managed to polish it a bit, and we've given it, okay, you know what our brand is? Our brand is a brash billionaire who, against all odds, became president, against all odds, is successful at what he's doing, and he may be a bit brash. No, or orange, as the Democrats like to call him. He may be a bit brash, but he gets things done. And you know what he's going to do? For the next 2 years, he's going to show you how he can get things done despite these anti-American socialists that he'll be working with in the House. And he's going to rock in 2020 yet again. You just hang on to your horses. But we've got 2 years to, quote, improve the brand. The Democrats have no chance of improving the brand. None. We know what they stand for. They pretend to stand for a lot. They've only been exposed in 2 years. I want you to think about how long these people have been out there doing what they've done, destructive behaviors. You think this stuff is going to stop? You think that their win, their temporary win of the House is going to stop what, I mean, all the things, all the scandals that are occurring? Do you think that brand will improve over the next 2 years? It's a simple question. I know I've asked a few simple questions. What is the brand? How do you feel about it? Did it change from one day to the other? And what do you think it's going to do over the next 2 years? Now, that's a series of questions that I would tell you to ask yourself. Now, here's the other side of that. I already talked about the Republicans, but I want to say, what are you doing to show people what the Democrat brand is? See, the Democrats will make themselves look, oh, look at our diversity, look at it. All we got to do now is go watch them. Go follow the money and go watch them. And let's expose the brand. We've done it for 2 years successfully. It's the reason why you held the House. It's the reason why you held the Senate. And you didn't just hold the Senate this time. We have control of the Senate. When it's all said and done, I don't know how many seats we'll have, but it'll be enough of a majority to where we're not held hostage by a Jeff Flake or a John McCain. We've won over senators. Now, what are people going to, would it have been better to win the House so Republicans could have kept building their backbone? Abso-freaking-lutely. But let me tell you, behind the scenes, these guys know Trump's style worked. And as I said earlier in the broadcast, the only cautionary tale is how can you have a president who performs like Donald Trump and you have this razor-thin margin across the country? Now, I personally will tell you it's because of Democrats cheating and gerrymandering. That's number one. But we know it's going to happen. So the question becomes now, what are we going to do about it? Are we going to, again, I haven't done an assessment of the attorneys generals who tend to handle this thing, but we need to look at that. Because that's a serious issue. We need to clean up voter rolls. And we need to start working on our brand. But let me tell you, the biggest thing that you better start doing, you better learn to do it today. Today should be the beginning of the new you. And the new you better stop capitulating. You better stop letting people do it. You know, we still had a whisper campaign of Donald Trump. To this day, we still have a whisper campaign. Oh, my gosh. But don't feel bad. don't feel bad. You need to feel happy. Because I don't know what the plan is for God saying, let them have the house. But I'll tell you this, every time we have felt that something went wrong for us, we found out it was a little bit different. Now, I can't wait. I don't know how you feel. I'm anxious to see the Mueller report. I want to see what happens. Anyway, let's do a little bit of a deeper dive. Look at some of these races. And as I said, I'm not going to talk totally about the election because I think it, you know, we got to let it just sink in. It's going to, you know, it'll soak. It needs to get a good soak. And the reason why I say that is we can have the knee-jerk responses of we held the Senate, we held most of these governorships. And let me tell you the biggest thing that's going to happen here, the judiciary. Presidents are – here's what – we have a huge advantage here. We have a guy that gets things done. He's going to be appointing more and more judges, and he's been doing it already. Probably going to get a Supreme Court a nominee here. And I mean, another one, Ruth Bader Ginsburg or whomever, you never know. But that's the longest legacy that the president has, no matter what he does. We can look at all these other things. That's what his lasting legacy is. When we go back next time to look at the redistricting issues, and I don't look, I'm not going to tell you that I know that what's going on with them, but at least we're going to get the constitutional decision based on good, solid conservatives that believe in America first, we're going to get that. So I believe that is going to be the lasting legacy of Donald Trump. And by the way, it's the lasting legacy of every president, but he's really getting the chance to rework the judiciary. But what I think it will really expose is what the Democrats are willing to do to cover up their malfeasance. That may be what we get out of this more than anything. All right, so let's look at a couple of these races. We only got a little bit. How much time we got? Running out of time? Yeah. Well, I'm not going to vamp for 30 seconds. Yeah, let's see what we got. Well, here's an interesting place to start. They said 6 in 10 voters said that the country's headed in the wrong direction. That's good news for us. Let me tell you why. Because we're not headed in the wrong direction. So if 6 in 10 voters believe that, it means they're not going to believe that in 2 years.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bye. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
All I got to say to Democrats is be careful what you wish for. They were talking about these Democrats gain governor seats, but GOP holds some states. They said victories in Illinois, Michigan, Nevada, and Wisconsin were balanced by Republicans holding on to the top prizes of Florida, Ohio, and Arizona. All three states will figure prominently, I'll get it out, in the presidential map in 2 years. They beat Scott Walker. Congratulations. Everywhere you have a governorship, just watch the numbers. The Democrats are going to undo good policy, and what's going to happen? It will backfire. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. The win by Tony Evers gives the party a chance to undo some of Walker's accomplishments, including a strict voter ID law and the law that effectively ended collective bargaining for public workers. Go for it. You want to let anybody vote and then run your city into the ground? Do it. They said there was a sweep of the upper Midwest for the Democrats. Walker was a target of Democrats and a polarizing figure in the state. Here's what's interesting. The Democrats will put they talk about soft money, dark money, all kinds of stuff, but they will pour millions of dollars and target us. I would say to the George Soros types that are on the right, why do we not do this? Why do we not put Ted Cruz, I said this earlier in the broadcast, won a razor-thin margin against a piker, a dude that is a drug dealer, former rock. I mean, there's no reason why Robert O'Rourke should have ever been this close to Ted Cruz. And now they literally are going to make this guy a presidential candidate in 2020. I'm not lying. How in the heck can this guy be that close to Ted Cruz? $80 million is how. You make him a household word. Why wasn't somebody spending $80 million to run opposition stuff against Beto O'Rourke so he could be squashed? This guy's a bug, a stain on society. Same could be said about Ocasio-Cortez. You could follow that chick around and you would have, you could ruin her. We don't do it. And I don't mean ruin her in terms of, you know, like what they tried to do to Kavanaugh. I'm saying ruin her political career because she shouldn't have one. You know, these are, look, I'm not going to go into what they are. They are the worst possible people to put into public office. Know-nothings that think they know it all. Holy cow, have you met these people? So, look, the Democrats are, what they're going to take is their post-mortem from this is, okay, we ran, you know, minorities who appealed to the right, but still were radical without appearing radical. And, oh, by the way, they lied through their teeth. If James O'Keefe did anything, our holding the Senate may very well have boiled down to Project Veritas videos. Josh Hawley beat the crap out of Claire McCaskill because she was undercover video. The Gillum campaign took a huge hit because of the undercover videos of his people. Kyrsten Sinema, that campaign took a hit. I mean, this is amazing what we were able to accomplish. Illinois, we lost Bruce Rauner, but I'll be honest with you. He was a Republican billionaire who acted like a Democrat. Anyway. Yeah, so, look, I'm optimistic. I look at these, the governorships are important, and we've seen that because if you get razor thin, you know, you have voter problems in the state and all that, the governor's got to make a call. But you win some, you lose some. But here's what I will tell you. So I don't know how many seats Trump lost this year, whatever you describe it as a flip. Barack Obama lost 83. I think it was either 63 or 83 in 2010. And 2014 was just piled on. Total, he lost 1,080 seats in across all houses, you know, everything. I don't know how we looked at, I'd be curious, and maybe somebody will have this information. I don't know how we look across all these state legislatures and things like that. So that's also going to be part of it. But I wouldn't describe it as carnage. You know, they're going to be win some, lose some. And as I said in the earlier part of the program, the Democrats still have – I defy a Democrat to call me and tell me what they stand for and back it up. Tell me what they stand for and then give me your proof of what they stand for. I defy any Democrat, 844-551-8255. I'd love to hear it. They said in all, voters were choosing 36 governors, 6,089 legislators in general and special elections that have attracted record amounts of spending from the Democratic and Republican parties. Republicans are in control of more often than not in state capitals across the country, but Democrats are trying to pull a little closer. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure this out myself. Republicans enter Tuesday's election with a sizable advantage, controlling two-thirds of the 99 state legislative chambers and 33 governor's office. The GOP held a trifecta of power in 25 states compared with just 8 for Democrats. Democrats will likely gain control of Illinois, New Mexico by winning the governor's races. The Democrats' victories in Kansas and Michigan will break up Republican trifectas. Republicans were largely on defense but were angling for gains in a few traditionally Democratic states like Connecticut. The governor's races have an extra emphasis in the 28 states where the winners will serve 4 terms with the potential power to approve or reject district boundaries drawn for Congress or state legislatures. Democratic Governors Association had focused on 9 swing states, and here you go. Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Maine, Michigan, Nevada, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, where it believes the governorships will be pivotal in congressional redistricting. That's what they're about, folks. Gerrymandering. They call it redistricting. If it were redistricting, they'd never win. They said, look, here's what the Governors Associations did. The Democratic Governors Association and its affiliated entities raised $122 million in the past 2 years, a record outdone only by the Republican Governors Associations, which raised $156 million. So my question is, why didn't they preserve more of them? Man, Tuesday, let's see, voters on Tuesday were electing more than 800 state lawmakers in 24 states to 4-year terms where they could play a role in approval of new congressional or state legislative districts. If we lose, folks, it'll be because we are not playing the game right. It isn't because of our message. Our message is clear. We want to lift you up. We're not going to baby you. We're not going to rub your little bum for you when you fall down or whatever. You're a grown butt person. Get up and do your job. We're going to give you jobs. We're going to give you opportunity. We're going to make this country great, which is going to give you the best opportunity to find out who you are and what you represent, and that will be that. That's our message. Take it or leave it. So here's what I'm saying. I don't have the numbers yet, but I suspect that Donald Trump, there was some jockeying, no doubt. And I will tell you this, Eric Holder and these clowns on the left, they are telling us, they are giving us the playbook. I can only hope that Trump puts some, that he does, and I know he will. This is the good thing about Donald Trump. He'll do an assessment of this. He'll look at all these different areas and he'll say, okay, what are we going to have to do going forward to make sure this doesn't happen? And some of it you got to write off. You're going to have to write off the places where we lost. You're going to have to write off Nevada, you know, whatever, Wisconsin for the time being. And focus on the areas that you can change, that where you can keep those Republican majorities and double down on certain things. But you're going to have to make some adjustments. But we should be able to nimbly make those adjustments, work with all of these various associations, whether it's the governors, and retarget. And if we do it right, 2020 will be a good year for us. And let me tell you why. Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are going to – you think that those people became unhinged leading up to the election? And as I told you guys, their only hope, the only hope of survival for the Democrats, and they did it, was to win the House. Now, that doesn't mean they survive. It's their only hope of survival. That's why I tell you guys, don't panic. You know, people are, Kevin, man, what was going on, man? I thought we were going to win this thing. Yeah, so did I. You know, I mean, if it was on the up and up, we would have won it. But don't panic. Just because it gives them hope of survival doesn't mean they're going to survive. I mean, they're still 1,000 miles in the tundra with no GPS and no, you know, can't even track the river. So it's not looking good. You know, there's grizzly bears and jaguars still out there looking for them. So hang in there, people. We'll be back in just a bit. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.